The music industry received a big jolt a few years ago from a payola investigation conducted by Elliot Spitzer, then New York State's Attorney General. Spitzer's investigation resulted in multi-million-dollar settlements with two record companies. Musicians' advocates and media critics hope it might pave the way for further reforms in the industry. But as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, tackling the broadcasting side of payola may be more difficult.
A standard payola scenario is when someone from a record company encourages someone from a radio station to play its songs. This song by Jennifer Lopez, for example, received increased airplay after Sony BMG employees spent thousands of dollars on gifts for people working at radio stations.
It's the sins of our fathers, really. The whole issue of payola is something that's been going on probably since the record was invented.
Peter Gordon is the president of Thirsty Ear Recordings. Independent labels like his are the ones that suffer most as a result of industry-wide payola. They just don't have the resources to play the game. Gordon serves on the board of a coalition of labels called the American Association of Independent Music. That group welcomed Spitzer's findings and hoped they would be just the beginning.
Spitzer is the Attorney General of just one state in the United States, of course the most powerful in terms of the media state, but it certainly is not authorized, as the FCC is, to regulate the radio waves. So you've got to go to the other side of the equation, which is the FCC.
The Federal Communications Commission does have the power to regulate radio, and that's why Elliot Spitzer turned over his findings to the commission last year. There was talk among some industry watchers that the Justice Department might get involved and that payola would be taken seriously at the federal level. The chairman of the FCC, Kevin Martin, spoke last month at a conference on media reform in Nashville, Tennessee. He assured the hundreds of attendees, many of whom work in the country music industry, that he took payola seriously.
We will take enforcement action whenever we uncover violations of these payola laws.
But sources have told NPR that the FCC is planning to announce a settlement with broadcasters over the payola issue. Some artists' advocacy groups, such as the Future of Music Coalition, are fearful that the commission will not adequately address enforcement and oversight, saying that until payola is removed from both broadcasting and recording, future abuses are likely. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.